a very unusual, I won't say unusual because we all work together every day, but like for the podcast, this trio is
first time ever?
Rare, if maybe
twice,
never.
Maybe?
I'm not sure.
Twice, yeah.
Because like oftentimes when Abe's out, obviously you'll be in here on the pod with me and Randy. The three of us do it most days. It used to be you would be in here every day,
yeah,
and then that changed.
Yeah.
But Randy would be here too. And there's been little one-offs here and there, like fill-ins and all that, but I don't know if the three of us have... Because Randy's out for the next...
I'm normally filling in for you.
Right.
I've only filled in for Randy once or twice, and I think one of them was more emergency basis, so like Bo wouldn't have been scheduled off. And
Yeah. Well, what a treat. What a treat. Good to see you guys.
We should have been rolling. We just had a great conversation about apples and bald eagles and wolves.
Yeah, the amount of like Nature Channel stuff that got discussed in the last 15 minutes. It's pretty fun. I was just excited because they removed a dam from one part of the Klamath River in Oregon, and they're getting Chinook salmon there for the first time in over 100 years.
Which is awesome.
It's really great.
So what are the chances that these salmon now populate a lot and salmon like goes on sale from that area?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I don't think that the salmon being there are going to increase the population too much. It'll just give them another place to go.
Hopefully it does, yeah.
Maybe it does, yeah.
The best salmon comes from all the salmon comes from the Northwest.
Not all the salmon, but definitely the best salmon.
Yeah, Alaska is
I would say. You can get Atlantic salmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would...
not recommend?
I would not recommend it, but you can get it. Atlantic salmon a lot, because like if you go to a restaurant around here, like a lot of it's going to be Atlantic salmon.
Yeah.
And normally that's the stuff that they'll slather on the different types of...
Lemon barbecue or...
All of it. Yeah. Whatever kind of chipotle,
orange,
so
what's
something...
better tasting salmon? Is that what you're getting at? Is that Atlantic salmon
definitely...
You have to. Like
Pacific is better.
Because Atlantic salmon is really bland. Like
is
it's,
it?
Yeah. It's
Call
just,
them. Do it. Call them bitch-ass fish.
Like, have you ever eaten like a fresh tomato or grown tomatoes versus a tomato that you get at the store?
Yep.
Like, tomatoes you get at the store almost aren't even tomatoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like an Alaska... Pacific Northwest salmon versus a store or versus an Atlantic salmon. Like Atlantic salmon just doesn't really taste like anything. Whereas Pacific, because I think it has a lot to do with the water temperature.
Probably
just
is.
So cold.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe even what's in the water.
Could be. I don't know how much cleaner the Pacific Ocean is than the Atlantic, but yeah. And then you can get pretty good salmon from Scandinavia too. Very cold water as well.
All right.
But
there you go.
Yeah.
If you want to look for the Chinook.
If you can get Chinook salmon, that's Chinook salmon is really good. They have it at Costco almost always, and it's really good.
Almost be worth a Costco membership. We eat a lot of salmon, probably once a week.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Atlantic salmon isn't good, just like store-bought tomatoes are good, but they're not as good.
Yeah.
You know? Like you can still use them. But
so the best salmon comes from that part of the world.
I'm also extremely biased, you know.
Well, you should be.
I'm extremely biased. There are very few things that I think, hopefully this is true, maybe it's not. There are very few things that I think that I'm like a little snobby about, but I think I'm a little snobby about salmon.
You can be snobby about salmon. I never knew this about you.
Yeah.
They probably didn't either.
I mean, we used to catch them. Like we used to, me and my dad and my uncles would go down.
Is that what you fly fish for?
Yeah, not really. Normally that's trout, but you can.
Right, okay,
But normally you fly fish for trout. But we would go down to like the ocean, to the coast where the rivers meet the ocean, and go out on the end of the jetty, and then you just fish into the ocean when they're spawning. And it's like fish in a barrel.
What bait do you use to catch a salmon?
I don't even remember. Like it doesn't matter.
Like it's like an artificial, or do they eat like
artificial? Right. Yeah, something that smells.
You're throwing like a liver out there, like a catfish. Or something.
No, not like that. I think it was just little salmon eggs. Like you'd catch them with the little pink salmon eggs. You pop a couple salmon eggs on a hook.
Cannibal ass shit right there.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe they're attracted to the own smell
salmon
or something
cannibalistic.
Like that.
Okay.
or if you caught a little fish.
Yeah.
You'd slice up that little guy, put it out there.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I think I've probably only ever caught one salmon. When we used to do that when I was little, my job was, because they're fucking big. Like, yeah. If you catch a king salmon,
they're heavy.
You reel that bad boy in, that's a big fucker. And if you don't, if you're not careful, it'll flop out of your cooler or off the dock or the jetty you're fishing on.
Fun.
So my job as a youngster.
Secure the cooler.
No, you knock them the fuck out. You get a wrench.
Oh, boy.
You get a wrench and bow. You hit them in the head. It kills them.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dad.
Say, so how do you know they're knocked out?
I was going to say, let's be
dead.
Clear here. You're not knocking them unconscious. You
my
are
dad,
killing
my
these
dad
fish.
My dad didn't want to tell me I was murdering
you are
salmon.
You're killing these fish.
But you knock them out so they don't jump out of the cooler. Because if not, I mean, we're talking about like 25, 30 pound
Yeah,
fish.
I was going to say, they're upwards of
like
20,
that's
yeah.
a big yeah. fish.
Holy shit. 25, 30 pounds.
If you get a good one. But
now, how many of these fish that you hit with a wrench or one hit quit? And how many?
Or
did
you have to
you
like
take
pound
a second?
Them?
Well, you
a second bash.
One hit is always going to knock them out. But
I
they
think
might
we
wake
know
up.
We're still pretending we're talking
sometimes
about knocking them out.
Sometimes they wake up.
Because you do actually, yeah. Because sometimes they'll start flopping.
Did you
again,
check man. For a pulse?
Bow. Yeah. No, but that was like a 7-year old Andy Bunker's job.
Or did you not stop at one? You just started bashing.
No, I would just hit them once. Because you don't want to do too much damage either. You don't want blood to be everywhere and all that.
So I had a very, when I was around that age, I had a very similar type job. But see, the difference between being raised in the Pacific Northwest versus like South Louisiana is my cousins would come back from frog gigging.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the frogs aren't dead. Because you'll spear them or trap them or whatever. So instead of, but they never tried, you know, masking the fact that they are killing the shit out of these frogs when they took them by the freaking hind legs and whacked their freaking head on a tailgate of a truck. Yeah, it's deader than shit. You know, yeah. So they were trying, yep, it's dead. We're killing it. And we're about to eat these sumbitches.
Yeah. I mean, I think at a certain point, you understand what's happening because
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
you wouldn't even if you just held it out of the water long enough, it's gonna die.
Yeah.
You know, but you
like,
don't want
great job, little Andy. You put them right to bed.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to knock.
Now it's gonna go sleep in that cooler.
It's just one of those things that, like, whatever your dad tells you, it is.
Pacific was.
It is.
He likes it,
you know. And then we drive home, and some of these things are so big, like the
hanging
back
out.
Fins hanging out of the cooler, and so I would. Pretend we were catching mermaids.
Were you around for the cleaning process?
A lot of times we just take it to like a bait
do
shop or something, and they do it for you.
Scale or skin?
Scales.
Scales, really? All
mm-hmm.
right, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But right. I guess we would do that. We would clean them. But
there's a big discussion about like eating salmon skin and if it's safe.
If it's safe, I was thinking, is it healthy? It was about to come out of your mouth.
No, they've gotten past healthy, and now they're going to, is it safe?
Because of?
I don't know. There's stuff in it, metals and something.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm thinking salmon is skin, not scales, because you buy salmon with the skin on. Like, nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to peel that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just eat it.
I don't eat it.
If you cook it. Skin down,
right?
Yeah. Normally, it'll just come off.
Yeah, like 2 minutes. Yeah, still
yeah.
Skin side down. Yeah.
But then I'll just peel it off the pan and give it to Boone. So hopefully, it's healthy because he fucking loves it.
I would imagine he would. What is Boone's favorite? He may just be like all treats are equal, but like, does he have a favorite like fish versus bird versus something else?
Like, we're talking like edible. Or stuff to just to chew on, or what?
No, yeah, like food treats.
We get these
sure he
little
loves those cheeseburgers. He gets one.
Well, yeah, he loves a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That's what he loves salmon skin too. But we get him these little rawhide twist up things that have like three chunks of something on it.
Oh wow! All right.
I don't know what it is, but it's like there's little chunks of meat. One of those. We'll get like a very intense sit, stare, tail going crazy versus like, you know, like a tiny little whatever treat.
Because Chipper will, yeah, she likes all treats, right? And you give her duck or chicken, turkey, whatever. But it's the fish treats that like she really loves fish treats. Mm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a sure husky.
Her background.
Yeah,
her,
it's probably bred.
She like really likes the fish treats.
Yeah, that's cool.
I bet she would really love salmon.
She has had salmon. She does indeed like salmon.
Cold weather dog. Yeah.
I used to give her fish skins and stuff.
How often do you give her treats?
Never anymore because she has stomach issues.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
From all those years of giving her treats.
Because we went somehow we never it's not I'll say we because we're one but one of us decided that every time he goes out to pee and comes back in he gets a treat and that's
now
sort of,
or like that's as a puppy
obviously that's a potty training yeah. puppy thing but I didn't realize that my wife was still doing
still,
this
still happening
for a while for like a year or whatever afterwards and I was like why is he on my ass when he comes in from outside like not giving you a treat you went outside and peed like you're this yeah. like you're supposed to she's like well I give him a treat every time and I was like that's a lot of treats man
a shitload of treats.
He goes and he's smart so he'll go he'll outside go just yeah. to get one like he'll go out
yeah
stay out there for a couple minutes come back in and then it's like all right where's my treat and I don't know like it's just too many treats and I again, I try not to, but then he's such a fucking pest. Like, he'll just follow me around and get in my face and be like, hey, did you
then
forget?
He just leaves you alone after you give it to him?
Give him a treat and then he'll leave you alone. Yeah, but he'll just follow me around like a little psychopath until I give him one. And sometimes when there's two other little psychopaths that I'm also dealing with, treats. I'm like, all right, you get a fucking treat. You go away. All right, what do you need? Okay. All right, a little cup of milk. Okay, good. What about you?
I would give back... Like, over the time, like, I would give Chipper treats a little bit, but mostly only if we were training. And then, like, after training Smart. Stuff, like, just, yeah, like, I'd give her something to maybe, like, kill 20 minutes mm-hmm. if I needed to shower or whatever without having eyes on.
Yeah. There's just very few things that I can give him, and he doesn't eat immediately or is able to destroy
stuff used to take time
if it's a chew toy
yeah
only the there's that super hard like I don't even know what it is it's some sort of rubber but it's
like
really
Nylabone?
I don't maybe but when they chew it up it becomes so jagged that it's yeah. almost dangerous to yeah. have because if you step on that shit it's gonna oh, wow. fuck your
yeah,
foot
I know what
up
you're talking about.
You know like he doesn't ruin them they'll last a long time and keep yeah. his teeth clean and all that kind of stuff but They're such a monster.
Chipper used to take like 20 minutes for a pig's ear, and now it's like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
She just swallows
right
yeah.
all the way. Wow.
The stuff that's like supposed to be indestructible, Boone will have in pieces in 5 minutes.
Chipper will swallow them whole.